Hello everyone, my name is Amanda Ostrander. I am a teacher turned homeschool mom, and this is the Raising A to Z Homeschool Podcast. And today I'm talking about what my curriculum choices are for next year for grade four. It is that time of year where I start thinking about what is coming up for us. I kind of like to get things planned ahead of time, in case you haven't realized that. So I've been in the process of slowly starting to figure out what we're going to be doing in terms of curriculum and all of that come September, because I like to take the summer off of like planning, having to figure things out. We get a very short summer here in Northern Ontario, so I want to take advantage of that and not have to do like planning, researching, figuring things out, ordering stuff. I want to just chill. So I have been working on figuring out what we're going to do for next year. And so this is going to be kind of like a multi-part series, essentially, for the whole month of May of what my plans are for next year. And we're going to start today with what my oldest is going to be doing in terms of curriculum, because she's going into grade four next year. That sounds kind of crazy. But her story is a little bit different in the sense that we've technically already started grade four. So back in March, end of February, she came to me kind of giggling one day and was like, "Oh, mom, guess what?" And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "I'm almost done my math book." I was like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm almost done. And my language book." And I was like, what do you mean? And so I looked through and realized she had about two weeks left of lessons. And then she was done all of her math and language grade three curriculum for the whole year. Because the kid is just... she's just moving. So I then had to kind of scramble because we homeschool year round. So it's not like she would be off until September, but also like she can't be off until September because like, how do you justify that with her sister? Like Zoe would be like, well, why do I have to do school and Alexi doesn't? It just didn't make sense for Alexi to be done. So I kind of had to scramble to get ready for grade four in the middle of March. So literally after what would be like March break, spring break around here, we started fourth grade with her. And so we're just going to continue that into next year. But that means I can actually show you what we've been working on and hope that this gives you some ideas for what you can do with your kids for fourth grade. So let's start with math. Math was the easiest thing for me to figure out because I literally just had to get the next level. Super easy. That was not a big deal. Once again, we are going to be going with Math Lessons for a Living Education by Masterbooks. She's into the grade four right now, obviously. And I'm very excited that this year I also was able to get The Practice Makes Perfect. Last year when she started grade three, they hadn't come out with these yet. And I was really annoyed because then when Zoe started grade two and I got it, we got the pack with it. And Zoe loves having the extra practice book. It makes teaching math a little bit easier. You do have the extra practice. And so already Alexi has done some of the extra practice in here and she loves it. It's just giving her a place to practice a few extra skills. And so it's been very, very helpful. I do love that this is an addition. I think this is a great program. I do agree that sometimes there isn't enough practice in it by itself, but once you pair it with this, it's wonderful. It's gentle, but they're still getting a lot of skills and she's loving it. So I do have the grade four. My concern is that if we are continuing at this current pace, we might need the grade five. So I did order it. I did order grade five. There was a sale. I often order a lot of my like curriculum books through the Learning House. And they had a free shipping sale and I needed to meet a certain price level or whatever. Figured since I'm putting in an order and I know I'm going to need it anyway, I might as well order grade five. So I do have the grade five with me, or level five, I guess. Yes, technically they don't have grades, they're levels. But I did get the level five, grade five, just to have it on standby. And so I do have it. I've got it with me in case we continue at the speed at which we're learning math. Because technically she could be done this by, again, January or March of next year. She keeps at the right pace and then I'd be in the same boat. So, and just so we're all aware, they do not come with a spiral bind. That is something that I do. They come with a regular spine. I spend the $7 to take the them and get them spiral bound because I do find them quite thick books. So it's just easier for them to lay flat. It's also easy for me to like prep what they're doing. So like open it up. Hey, here's the page you're doing. There you go. Like it helped me teach a little bit easier. You can get that done at any Staples. You just take them in, cut the spines off. It's awesome. And it is cheaper if you can drop them off for a couple days and then pick them up later. I think it saves you like $1 or $2 a book, in case you're wondering. So I will be taking a whole bunch of stuff in to get spiral bound, and I just drop it off before the year starts, and it's fantastic. So that is what we're doing for math for Alexi for fourth grade. What are we doing for her for language? I'm just waiting. Let me explain. We are for sure going to be continuing using Brave Writer. We're doing the Brave Writer program. This was kind of something I started in March with my kids. We pulled it out and I bought one unit to try it out because you can do that. You can buy single units. And I wanted to just like see how it works and all of that. And so we did it in March and Alexi loves it. She immediately was like, so are we doing Brave Writer today? Are we doing Brave Writer? Can we do the Brave Writer? I really would like to do the Brave Writer. And it's just so rich and so deep. I have a whole review on Brave Writer. If you're looking for something like that, I will put the link. But that's what we're going to be doing. For sure, 100%, we're going to be doing the Brave Writer program. The only holdup I have right now is which version of the Brave Writer program we're going to be doing. So they do have the full year DART program that comes out and that releases, basically it's every month you get a new novel study sent to you. You have the list ahead of time of all the books, but you don't get the actual study sent to you until the beginning of the month. And so that is like their full year program. I think it's 9 books over the course of the year, 9 novels that you cover for the whole year. It does all your spelling, grammar, language, writing, the whole shebang. The book list for that is not released until they're doing an announcement on May 30th, which I'm very excited about because often they're picking like some of the coolest and newest books that are out on the market this year. So I haven't decided if we're going to go that route and do the full year program or if we're going to just go through the singles and just pick some units and do it that way. I'm kind of leaning towards pick some units and do it that way because I can pick titles that go with our unit studies for the most part. Like there's some that it's not always perfect. So I'm going to kind of try to see. I'm kind of waiting until May 30th to make the final decision on which version we're doing. Are we doing the full year or am I just picking units and seeing what works best? But we are for sure going to be using it. We have been loving it. And my goal is to also, like, I love that I can do it with the whole family, like I can do it with Alexi and Zoe. Zoe doesn't do a lot of like the paperwork stuff, but she is right along with like listening to the story, the reading comprehension questions, discussion questions. She loves the book party at the end. So like, I like that even though it's Alexi's curriculum, we're kind of incorporating it as a family activity. And so we are for sure going to be continuing on with Brave Writer. I'm just going to wait till May 30th to see what the book titles are that are going to be released for next year. So that's the only thing I'm waiting on right now. And the thing is they pick great books. So like, that's the frustration. But the other thing that is nice is like, if there's one or two books in the list that I'm like desperately wanting to do, I can just wait until they're released to the public as singles, which is usually a month or two after they're available for the year-long program. So it's like you get first pick if you're in the year-long program. If you sign up for the year-long program, you get the unit first, and then a month or two later it's like released as a single and I could just wait for it then. So just waiting to find out officially what's happening, but for sure Brave Writer. And then the other thing that I'm going to be doing for language arts is I really do love the chalkboard daily language skills. I just like the formatting of it. It's kind of a nice, like, I'm not a fan of busy work, let me make that clear, but it's a nice thing that you can kind of put in front, let them work on something. It does come with all kinds of like speech things. So whereas like Brave Writer is very like focused on like working within the text and copy work and all of that. This is a little bit more like workbook style, find it, correct it, do the work kind of stuff. And then there are like writing prompts as well. So that just makes my life a little easier when it comes to like finding writing activities. But I do like it as kind of a little extra support. You know what I mean? And it's not expensive. $16.99. And it's a full, almost a full year of activities. So we're definitely going to continue doing this as well. So Brave Writer plus the Chalkboard Publishing is going to be our plan for the language arts component of my fourth graders curriculum for next year. For French, we are still going to continue with Duolingo. It is still working incredibly well for us. Lexi is loving Duolingo. She's loving the league. She's improving. Again, if you're wanting a great full review on Duolingo, I have one here. Alexi actually walked me through how she does and how Duolingo works because it's very much an independent thing, which is nice. And then the only thing we're adding to that this year, we have started adding some small novels. So we have Les Méchants, which is the bad guys in French, and Magic Treehouse, when we can find them in French. We've been adding that as some like French literature for her to read. And she's been loving that. So that's our plan for French. Continue with the Duolingo and just adding in more French reading and just kind of moving towards that direction. Her French has improved significantly over the last 15 months. And she can actually have conversations with us in French now, which is nice. So we're on the right track. We're moving in the right way. So we're going to continue that. In terms of science and history, we are going to continue our unit studies approach. We have picked some really cool topics for next year. It is going to be a mix of all kinds of programs, curriculums, units that we found from different places. And so that will be a whole video in not next week, but the week after, of all the units we're doing and what curriculums we're doing. So definitely want to check that out. But that's what we're doing. Science and history is definitely going to be unit study approach. I just find it works well for our family. We cover a lot of really interesting topics, and so that's what we're going to continue to do. For phys ed, we are going to be continuing with the sports that my kids are playing currently. So they are currently doing gymnastics once a week. They have soccer over the summer. They do, we might get some swimming lessons, like a couple of private lessons, just to make sure that we're being safe and we know how to be safe in the water. And then they actually recently signed up for jiu-jitsu, like literally yesterday. They went for a free trial class yesterday and loved it. And it's a homeschool jiu-jitsu, so it's during the day. And so we're going to continue just finding activities and ways to be physically active. And we're just going to roll with that. And they loved the jiu-jitsu yesterday. I was not surprised, but like pleasantly, like more surprised at like how much they enjoyed it. I thought they would like it. I was surprised at how much they enjoyed it. And so that's really exciting. And then the last thing that we're doing in terms of like curriculum is we're going to be continuing Girl Guides. And Alexi is very excited because she will be moving up a level next year, meaning she gets a whole new like options in terms of badges she can earn. So this year she's earned 3 or 4 badges, which kind of are like mini independent projects she can do. And so that's what we're going to continue on. And she's just excited that now she's got some like some options, because like at the, she's they used to be called Brownies, but now it's Embers. So there's, I think, I want to say 20 badges she can earn. She earned 4 or 5 last year. She earned 3 or 4 this year. But like sometimes the badges don't interest her or whatever. So like in terms of all the options, she's kind of starting to like, she's earned almost half of them. And some of them she's like, I don't even know what to do with that. I don't know how to do that. And some of them I'm like, I don't really know how you would get a 7 or 8 year old to do that. Anyway, so she's excited now that she'll have like a whole, because then she like levels up and gets a whole new selection of badges to work on. So that'll be exciting. She's going to be very, very happy to get into that. And so, and that's nice because it's like an easy independent project for her to work on. And I'm not really in charge of like, I correct the spelling and grammar on it, but like for the most part, like she's got the whole thing. Like it's on her. And then the guiders, yep, you did everything you need to do. Yep, you've earned it. Congratulations, here you go. So that's nice. And so that's the plan. That's what we're doing for fourth grade in terms of curriculum for my oldest, Alexi. I'm excited to see what we come up with. I'm excited to see how she does. She's kind of like really taken off in like the language of math, as you like we discussed. And so it's kind of fun watching her write more stories, do more things, make more projects, be more independent, and like just accomplish so much more. So I'm excited. I'm thrilled to see where we're going. And I can't wait for, I can't wait. But like, I'm excited that we can do it now, which is kind of nice. But like, I can't wait to see what she accomplishes next year. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want more information and inspiration about homeschooling, make sure you are subscribed to the Raising A to Z Homeschool Podcast. And feel free to also follow me along on some of my social media platforms, such as Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram at Raising A to Z. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to talk with you guys next week.